Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Alex Stoker. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Samantha Fromm, and we are Biz Radio U, unifying the best in business and university through the best in business. So today, how are you doing today, Samantha?
I'm doing really good. Kind of tired, though.
Yeah, I feel you. So, anything going on this week?
It's been a very busy one, but yeah, it's almost over.
I second that. So today we have a very special guest. She is a co-founder of multiple different businesses. She is also a motivational speaker and an author. It's my pleasure to introduce you guys to Stephanie Carvajalino.
Perfect. That was great. Thank you for inviting me, guys. It's really cool to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And so to start things off, what could you tell us about yourself? What is the current business that you are most involved in right now?
Well, the current business that I'm most involved is Biz Nation. It's an online platform where we would try to do is to empower other people through entrepreneurship and financial education.
Okay. And you said it's Biz Nation?
Mm-hmm.
So how? Yes. What got you involved in this? What was your, you know, motivation behind this?
I mean, it have like a long story behind. If we go a little bit some years ago, it's all started when I was 6 years old.
Wow.
I started a company with my sisters. It was a chocolate company. We started selling door to door in my building. And then after selling door to door, we started selling in my school chocolates. And then in other schools in my city, because I'm from Colombia. And then in other cities in my country. And it started getting serious, the company. So after doing this for a year, we had the opportunity to give a speaking engagement in a university. And I was 7 years old. My sister was 8 and the other one was 9. And we were impressed that even though we were like super small and then the audience was 2 and 3 times older than us, they were all motivated. And we decided to write a book. And after this, we realized that after every speaking engagement, everyone was super excited. Like, yes, I want to start a company. I'm super excited. I'm going to be successful. But then after a week or after a day, then everything settled down. Like, okay, I'm back to reality. So we were like, there's no point of giving speaking engagements if nothing is going to happen after that. Because everyone was like, okay, what now? I'm motivated. What now? So that's why we decided to create Biz Nation. Because we were like, okay, you're motivated. This is now what you need to do to start a company. So we give them all the tools and all, like the guidance to start their first company.
Right. I know for a lot of people, especially starting off is the hardest part of getting their business going. So you can have all the motivation you want, but the hardest thing, you know, is to get it moving initially. So that's great that you're helping them with that. You know, was there something that you struggled with at first? What was the hardest part for you, I guess, starting your first endeavor?
I mean, it's always hard because like you said, it's always exciting at the beginning and everything is super fine at the beginning. But then while you start getting into the business, then things start getting harder and then you start having roadblocks in your path. But then that's why also like the platform that I'm telling you, it's different because it not only tell you like, okay, this is how you need to start a company, because most of the platforms that you're going to find, they do that. But there's no point of, okay, this is how you pick a name. This is how you do a market research. This is how you do a business plan. Because if you give a tool to somebody, but you don't tell them how to use it, then they are going to say like, oh, this doesn't work because they don't know how to use it. So that's what we do. We also have like motivation pieces in the whole platform thing. So whenever you get to those points, like, oh, it's really hard. I don't want to keep doing it. Entrepreneurship, it's not for me. Then you have all these helpful tools to get through that.
Right.
Okay. So I want to backtrack just for a second. You said that you wrote a book and we mentioned that earlier. So can you go a little more into detail about that book?
Yes. So in 2009, we wrote our first book. It was in Spanish. I was 12 years old, I think 12 or 13. And it's called Parents and Coaches at the Same Time. We wrote this book because we couldn't have been able to write any, like to do anything that of the things that we did without our parents. They were the ones who took us to the different speaking engagements, who practiced, oh yeah, I'm going to go sell now in my building. Okay, this is what you're going to say. Okay, no, say it again. Okay, no, say this. No, better say this. They were the ones who took us to take them to buy the materials, everything. Like without them being our coaches in all this process, we couldn't be able to do anything. So that's why we wrote our book. And then in 2016, we decided to write our second book and we decided to put the same, it have like the same name, but it have a different copy because it's a total different book but it's based on the same thing.
Okay.
The difference is that the first one is in 2009. I was 12 years old. This one, we already, my sister already graduated from school. She also certified in neurolinguistic programming. My other sister also graduated. I'm about to graduate. So it's a whole different perspective. Like, it's already like we study the human behavior, how the different learning styles and all these things to give parents the kids' perspective of, okay, we want to do businesses. We are ready to do it, but this is what we want from you. This is what we need from you to be our coaches. And then we tell like different tools from the kids' perspective, because I'm not a mom. My sister is not a mom. We are not a mom. So you can't say like, oh, this is how you are going to be a mom, because we don't know how to do it. But right. We are kids. We know how to do that.
Wow. So this is a family ordeal.
Yes.
Did your parents do any entrepreneurship starting off? Or?
Yeah. My mom is an educator. She owns a school in Colombia. And my dad is in the construction business. He also goes, like, they are both in the school part. But he now is in the construction part. But they have a school and everything. Like, all these things that we do, they do it in the school as well. So everything is related to entrepreneurship. We have every Monday, like, 2 hours of entrepreneurship. Every kid, before they graduate, they need to have their company registered in the Chamber of Commerce. We do market days. We do, like, internal market days in school. And then we do external market days that we go to a mall. And they give us permission to sell there. And the kids have the opportunity to sell their products and everything.
That's awesome.
What age group is this? Like, for the kids?
Oh, so we have entrepreneurship classes from first grade all the way to 11th grade. Because in Colombia, there are some schools that are until 12th grade and there are others to 11th. So from first grade to 11th grade, we all have like Mondays. Well, I used to have it on Mondays. There are other schools, other grades that have it other days. Mm-hmm. You have 2 hours of entrepreneurship. So there you learn everything about a company, risk, everything about entrepreneurship.
That's pretty useful. That kind of reminds me of the new program that Kennesaw has right now with their entrepreneurship program, which you are also part of, correct?
Yes. We were actually talking to Samantha. I was like, oh, we definitely need to do so, because the kids from the school, they came in October mm-hmm. of last year. They came with so their companies cute. And we were in the farmer's market and we were selling and everything. And I was telling Samantha that we need to do the same thing now, but with the entrepreneurship program. I don't know how, but we're going to take them to Colombia so they see all the entrepreneurship part there.
Wow, that's great. So, you know, is there anything that you've learned through the program at Kennesaw that you didn't know before?
Yes, I have been like super involved in all KSU Top 100, all the classes. I haven't been able to take the class, but my sister took it and she told me all the things that she learned in the class. I came here last year as well, and I have learned a lot. I have had a lot of good experiences with a lot of opportunities to grow with the program.
Right. So you came here just last year. How was that?
It was cool. We actually had our program. It was in Spanish. It was really cool. Then I'm an international student, so I had to go to Colombia. And I went to Colombia. But now I'm back.
Wow.
And I'll be back.
So you mentioned the top 100. You were involved in that last year, right? And you're also going to be involved in it this year. Can you just talk about a little what that is and how you were involved in it?
Yes. So KSU Top 100 is a great opportunity for students to show their ideas. I think it's really cool because you don't need to have a business, but you could have an idea and that will also work. So there were a lot of participants who have great ideas. So we participated, my sister participated and I participated too with two different companies. Like we use, you know how I say that we started the chocolates when we were 6, 7, and 8?
Right.
Well, today it turned into a cookies company. So she participated with the cookies company. And I participated with Beast Nation. And she made it to, she was the second finalist. And Beast Nation, we were in the top 10. It was really cool. And I was actually also telling Sam before we started that it is really cool to see how things change before and after. Like last year, what I presented about Beast Nation, it was just a dream and an idea. And today, change it totally different. And it's a reality. We are actually working with the Vice Presidency of Dominican Republic. And it's not, I mean, it is kind of similar to what we presented, but it changed like almost 360.
Wow, that's so cool.
So it's really cool.
Wow, that's crazy. So for the top 100 event, you said that people can just come in and only have like a vague idea of their business. What's the bare minimum that they can have and still move forward with that, like if someone wants to get involved?
I don't know what is the minimum. I know you need to record a video. You need to first like, in the application, of course, sell your idea, everything. Then you record a video. Well, this year, that's different. I think last year we didn't record a video. or maybe we didn't, I remember. I think we didn't. So you have to record a video, 2-minute video explaining your business idea. And then from that, I think they changed it a little bit. From that, I think they select a group of people. And then in the whole process, well, I'm going to say how we did it last year because I don't know how it's going to be this year. So last year we had like the top 100 and then it goes to 15 and to 20 and then it went to 10 and then to 3. So that's how it was last year. But it was cool because in the whole process, when you get to the top 10, you have the opportunity to have a mentor. Like The Voice. Like you pitch your idea and then they were like facing the other side and then they were like, oh, I want to be your mentor and stuff. So that was really cool. And then you could meet with your mentor as much as you wanted or talk to them and they will help you in everything that you... Like, for example, my mentor was really good in financial part and I'm not really good in that. And it was super helpful. It helped me like understand a lot of things that we were doing with the business. And then they help you in everything. And then you get to the top 10 and then you get to the top 3. And then someone wins.
Wow. So you're doing that. You have multiple businesses in another country. So like, how do you like handle all of these things and stay sane?
It's really hard. It's really hard. It's a lot of less sleeping than the usual. But what I tell my sisters all the time, like when you are doing something that you like, it's not like you're working. Like most of my friends, they're like, oh, let's go to have lunch. And I'm like, I need to work. Oh, let's go to blah, blah, blah. And they're always like, oh, you're always working. And I'm like, yes, but I'm doing something that I like. Like, you know, if I was working, for example, in a computer doing something that I don't like, I would be like, oh my God, I'm counting the hours so I can leave my job and go to sleep. But actually, when you're doing something that you like, it's 2 a.m. and still writing. Like I was telling you before, we were working in Colombia. This winter, it was supposed to be my vacations. But since we have the program with the Dominican Republic, we needed to have everything ready. So in 20 days, we recorded 55 videos. So in those 55 videos, you have to record during the day and then write the models that you're going to record next day during the night. So there was not sleeping at all. It was just record, write, record, write, record, write. So it's when it's something that you like, I mean, you're going to be insane now, but in some years you're going to be relaxed and everybody's going to still be insane.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. So, you know, what are you currently doing at Kennesaw State University aside from being involved with the entrepreneurship program and doing all these business things on the side?
I'm studying marketing. I'm about to be senator of the student government.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for international students.
Wow.
Thank you. I went to the meeting on Wednesday. So I'm about to be a senator. I'm in Enactus, that is another organization that it's really cool. Everyone should like, I think they could work a lot along with the entrepreneurship program because they have everything that is social entrepreneurship. So that's really cool. I'm part of that.
Would you mind speaking more about Enactus? I've never heard of that.
Okay, so Enactus is that's national. I know, I think it's international. Like they have chapters in different schools. So what they do, it's like they have different social entrepreneurship projects. So you could have an entrepreneurship project, but it needs to have a social impact. So for example, in school, we have Arts Inspired. That is that they bring things from Nepal and from other countries and they go to a school here and the kids buy those things and they sell it in their schools.
Okay.
And then the social parties that they give back the money to the families that are doing it in Nepal. And they have like a whole program. Actually, we're trying to work the same thing with Colombia. So the idea, that's why I was thinking about the entrepreneurship program, is to take the kids from Enactus here to Colombia. So they see the impact that they can make in Colombia. And then that would be like super cool. We also have the farmers. We used to have the farmers market in school. Now it's part of culinary or something like that. And then we have another program with Home Depot. So we have nationals competitions. They're actually coming up. I can't go. I went last year and we won like a super good prize. I don't remember which, but it was good.
Right.
But they have nationals. So if anybody wants to be part of the presentation team, it is really good. You have to go to Missouri, I think. They pay for everything, flights, hotel, everything. And you go to the competition, so you have the opportunity to win.
Wow. That's great.
So personally, I know that you're in Cole Scholars because I am also in Cole Scholars and I know Alex is. Can you just tell our listeners like what that is?
The Cole Scholars. Okay, that's a super cool program. I hope Dr. Campbell is listening to this. So it's super cool. It's like a cohort. You have like 20 students that you're going to take classes with them for around 2 years. Is it 2 years?
Yeah.
So you take 2 years with the same people, 2 classes. So it's really cool how to see how you started, like, hey, Sam, how are you? And I was like, Sam, how are you? How was your week? And like, you make really good friends. But the thing that I think it's the most cool part of it, it's like everyone, like, they're not the typical people that you're going to find in school. Like, all of them have something different to give. Like, it could be, for example, me in entrepreneurship and then someone else in marketing, like Sam, or someone else in sports, like Paul and Christina, and finance, like Eli, like stocks. He's always looking about stocks, blah, blah, blah. So there's always, like, there's a lot of people, but they all bring something different. Like, they all have an added value. So it's cool to talk to all of them to see, like, it's not only about going to school, but doing something different apart from school.
Right.
It's really cool.
Is that similar?
You should join.
I'll get on that. So you said everyone brings something different to the table. Is that kind of how you and your sisters function when you are working together?
Definitely. Oof, totally. So my sister, she's finance. My sister graduated from finance, management, and a scholar minor. Katyn graduated from psychology and statistics and a marketing and scholars. So we are totally different. We all have the same thing and the same passion about entrepreneurship, but the three of us are super different. Like everything that it's with financial stuff and things like that, I never even look at that. I mean, if I have to, I will, because you need to know about everything. But definitely I will be like, hey, Daniela, talk to that or do something about that. Or when it is about marketing or other brochures about the brand or what we do, it's like, hey, I can do that. And then Katyn, it's all the part of research, psychology, how the human brain works, statistics, to do all this research and stuff. So we work really good. I think we are a very good complement.
Did you all go to Kennesaw State?
We all went together, yes.
What brought you guys to Kennesaw State?
So Katyn, she came in 2012 or 11. She came to the States and she went to Georgia Tech. She was studying English there for 4 months to see what she wanted to do, where she wanted to study. And when she was there, this guy from Global Admissions, Julio España, she talked to her and he was like, oh, it is incredible what you do in Kansas. So you could have a scholarship. And then she got a scholarship in Kansas State. And then Danny got a scholarship. And then Steffi got a scholarship. So we all came to Kansas State.
Gotcha. So what, like, why was Georgia on the map for your first sister?
So when Katyn graduated, she applied to schools in Colombia, but she always knew that she wasn't going to study in Colombia. So my parents had family friends here. Gotcha. And they were like, oh, you should come. Here's a super good university. So when she came here the first time, she was living with them. She was going to Georgia Tech. And it was really hard for her. For me, it was super easy because when I came here, we already lived like 5 minutes from school. I didn't have to do anything. I just had to go. I mean, it was super easy. But when she came here, she used to have to take like a bus, train, like Marta, and then walk a mile. All these to go to school. Because she used to live in Tucker and she used to go to Georgia Tech. So it was really hard. So I think it was really hard for her. But thanks to her, everything was easier for us. So she came here because they gave him the opportunity to be here. And then from that, she started our path, and then we went to Kansas.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's quite the story.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So do you guys, or I guess you, or do you know anything that your sisters could add in? Any tips for entrepreneurs that are starting off?
Entrepreneurs that are starting off. Okay, I have two things that I always tell to everybody. First, it's whenever you find something that you like, whatever you start, you need to finish that thing. Because there's a lot of people, for example, me, I get super excited, super easy. But then I also get like, okay, we can do this and we can do this and blah, blah, blah. Yes, let's do it. And then like after a month, I'll be like excited for something else. So I'll be like, oh yeah, let's do this. But like if you start a lot of things and you don't finish anything, like there's no point. So if you start something, you need to finish that thing. And also have a lot of research. Like there's so many things, there's so many opportunities that you don't know. Oh wait, a network. You need to meet everybody and talk to everybody. Even though sometimes you're like, I don't even know why I'm talking to this person. We don't have anything in common. Those people, like the ones that you think that you don't have anything in common, they are the ones who are going to introduce you to the things, the great things like that you're going to have in life. Like right now, the person that is doing, like the company that is doing our platform of BizNation, like the actual software coding and everything, I met them through a guy that had nothing to do with me, nothing to do with my businesses. And he was just like, oh, I want to introduce you to this person. And right now we are working with that person. Yesterday, I went to a super great event I was also like the one who invited me, the person who invited me, nothing to do with businesses, nothing to do with what we do. And he was the one to introduce me to this super event that we went. So meet everybody and say hi to everybody. And it's hard, but if you work on it, it's going to get easier.
Right. That's definitely a good tip. You know, they stress it a lot, especially in the scholars program.
Yeah. I mean, Stephanie's always the one to talk to someone first.
But it was super hard before. I was telling someone in class one day. She was like, oh, how you do it? And I was like, hey, it was really hard. At the beginning, when I had to introduce myself, one day I even cried before. I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. I was calling my sister. Because when you put pressure, the pressure is even worse, even though it's not that hard. I was like, oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. And then it wasn't an all access, I remember. But everybody had already their speeches. It was easy. They were like, oh, what do you look in an employee? Oh, what do you think is a good tip for us to work as interns? Oh, do you get this type of interns? But I didn't want to do any of those questions because I didn't want to be an intern. So it was harder. I was like, oh, I want to talk to you about businesses. I don't want to be your intern. I don't want to work with you. I want to work like partner with you and stuff. So it was really hard. But then after that, I realized like no one is going to tell you like, oh, how are you? No, I don't want to talk to you. Well, maybe someone will do that, but it's super weird that someone will do that. So just talk to people. It's hard, but if you do it and do it and do it and do it, it gets easier.
Right. Especially, I mean, you're also a speaker. So, you know, I feel like.
Yeah, but if you put me in front of 1,000 people, I'll be fine. I'll be great. That'll be easy. But if you put me in front of 1 or 3, well, now it's easier, not easy, just a little bit easier.
Wow. So in between you, you know, being a speaker or whether you're writing or running a business, what do you do in your free time? Is there anything that you like to do aside from that?
Yes. I love to dance. Oh, I love to be around people, talking. I love to play sports also. Now, because it's new year, you know, whenever it's new year, fitness, whatever. Now I do kickboxing. I've been really good.
Wow.
I've been going to every single class, every single day since the beginning of the year.
Oh,
I lost like 15 pounds in Colombia.
Let's not get in a fight with Stephanie now.
Yeah.
And you mentioned dancing. Is it like salsa dancing or
everything.
Is it tap dancing?
I dance everything.
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 You'll have to
awesome.
Show us that one day. Okay, so as we close up here, like where can people like contact you or your businesses, like platforms or what?
Okay, so we have a Facebook page that we manage. We always answer everything there. We always post what we are doing there. It's Las Hermanas, well, it's in Spanish. Soon we're going to have everything in English. So it's Las Hermanas and then my last name. C-A-R, V as in Victor, A-J-A-L-I-N-O. I already have it practiced. So it's Carvajalino. And then, well, in our page, The Viz Nation, TheVizNation.com. That one is in English. So you will find everything in English.
Okay.
Twitter, Las Carvajalino. Instagram, Hermanas Carvajalino. And then that's it.
Gotcha.
Right, Stephanie. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Again, I'm Alex Stoker, and this is my co-host, Samantha Fromm, and we are Biz Radio U, unifying business and university through the best in business.
Thank you for inviting me. This was great.